welcome back to Spirit Speaks Radio. Welcome back again to Spirit Speaks Radio. I apologize for that inconvenience. I don't understand because I always, when I schedule my show, I always put a half hour or longer just in case I go overtime so people don't get cut off. And tonight I purposely put on a 90-minute show because I was going to go to 9, but just in case it went overtime. And they cut me off at 9 o'clock, so welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where they do what they want and charge you lots of money for it. But, yeah, anyway, so I hope you are all with me again. Okay, I am back. Refresh your page. All right, so I am just actually going to take a moment so that I can get this back out and let people know that I am still here. Just give me one moment to go take a quick intro so I can get this back out there to everybody.
Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal. It's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connected.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this, maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels, maybe I really can get messages, then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.
Welcome back again to part two of Spirit Speaks Radio, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Again, another continuous problem with Blog Talk Radio. When I write them, they kind of totally blew me off. But whatever, I'll be blowing them off really soon, too, as I move away from Blog Talk Radio once and for all. Right now, I'm trying to look into a new way of doing the show and being able to take phone calls and actually have guests on and do it on video. I loved the ability that I had on New Year's Day to do the live broadcast that I did on YouTube. It was awesome. And I actually had, for a first time too, which was really, really mind-boggling, I actually had more live listeners, I think, on YouTube than I did on Blog Talk Radio. Or at least probably most of the people on Blog Talk Radio skipped over to YouTube. I had absolutely no issues at all with YouTube. Everything flowed well, and it was all video, and it worked really well. The only thing with that is I wouldn't be able to take phone calls unless I gave out my home phone number or something, and I'm not about to do that. And I'm not about to set up a whole phone line system in order to do the show. Not right now, but I'm going to try to figure out a way to do this. I might even have to do interviews with people, pre-interviews and video interviews, and put them up as well and do it maybe a little different. But we'll figure it all out. But right now I'm stuck with Blog Talk Radio for a little while. So, yes, all callers did get disconnected. I'm sorry, you're going to have to call back. But I didn't open up the phone lines for calls yet anyway. So when I do open up the phone lines for calls, I take the calls in the order that they are received at the moment that I announce that the lines are open for calls. You can call in and listen to the show anytime you want. There's supposed to be an option that you listen to in the beginning, that whether you want to speak to the host or whether you just want to listen. And you want to hit the right option, because if you want to speak to the host, it'll put a little question mark next to your name to give me the ability to know that you're trying to get through to me. So just a better way of doing it. I'll still even take calls that don't have the little question marks next to them, because I think that that doesn't always work correctly either like it's supposed to. But we'll see what happens. So as I was talking to you about, I don't even remember because they frustrated me a little bit with this Blog Talk Radio crap. But we were talking about the spring equinox is what I was actually sharing with you. The spring equinox and the time that we're in, because I think this is really important for all of us right now. Really, really important that you take advantage of this time. Because I was told by Spirit, and this is one of the things I love about being able to do the work that I do as a psychic and as a medium, two different ends of the ballpark completely, two totally different ends of the spectrum. It actually takes a lot more energy and a lot more concentration in order to connect with people that are deceased in spirit world. And as one of my healer friends said to me, it's like giving away a piece of your health every single time that you use that ability. Whereas doing a future life reading doesn't take as much out of me. It's a little different. Again, totally different trance mode, totally different level of consciousness. But now at the same time, I learn so much when I do people's readings about the energy on the planet and such. And, you know, there's 78 tarot cards in a deck. And when I do my initial layout, I do what's called the Celtic spread, but I don't do it the way any book tells you to do it. Because the book tells you, like, this card represents the past, this represents the person's thoughts. I don't do it that way, but I do the same 10-card layout. And I do past, present, and future, because to me, you can go to any psychic and they can tell you the future. Where is the validation in that? There's absolutely no validation in that if, you know, I could tell, anybody could tell you your future. Until it happens, there's no way of knowing if it really is true or whether it really is going to happen. So doing a little bit of past, saying, hey, you're divorced, you have three kids, and this is what's going on in your life now. Now, that's giving somebody validation right away. So that's the method that I use and I've been using for forever, since I was 13 years old. And so I throw out 10 cards, and I've noticed over the past 6 to 8 months that I see the same 2 to 3 cards showing up in absolutely every single person's reading, and very often in the same exact spot out of the 10 card spread, which is just really bizarre. Like, that's never happened to me like that in 30 years of reading, more than 30 years of reading, 33 years, 32 years of reading tarot cards. And what this is showing me, it's pretty much the same thing. Back in late 2014, August of 2014, the energy shifted on the planet. We have energy shifts all the time. And some are big, some are little, some are major, some are not so major, and some hang around for a little while, some are around for a long while. Well, this is, for as far as I can recollect, the longest time we've been in the same energy field. And we've been in this very suppressing, very heavy, challenging energy since late August 2014. And that's about the shift and change. And what this energy is all about is about the same thing as this year, 2016. And as our friend, the fabulous and amazing numerologist Allison Bauman says to us, this is a 9-year in numerology, which also correlates with what I'm going to tell you about the energy that Spirit's been showing me about. And this energy on the planet is very suppressing, and some days are worse than others. It really holds us down. It's like being tied up in a dungeon and not being able to get loose, or wandering into a smoky building and not being able to find your way out. And it's been overwhelming. But also, if you look back, your intuition's opening up. It's becoming stronger, whether you want it to or not. And you may notice that you are thinking about deceased loved ones more than you used to. You're feeling them around you more than you used to. You might be seeing the shadow people out of the corner of your eyes more than you used to. And I have clients calling me up or in session saying, I swear they're trying to tell me something. Well, they probably are, but the thing is they've been there all along. They've been there all along. You're just becoming more sensitive to it. Everybody is. As a part of the awakening on the planet, that's going to be a big part of it. Our intuition opening up and becoming stronger, because this will also start to help release the truth about everything and for people to finally wake up. And the intuition has a big part of it, because we're all intuitive and we all have medium abilities when it comes to connecting to spirit. But it doesn't mean just because you have that you're supposed to do it as a profession. That's not the case at all. And I personally, again, I have a big different belief system than some mediums out there do. But I don't believe that people can be taught mediumship. I know that there's a few mediums out there that suddenly are doing these medium certification courses for like thousands of dollars, and I just think it's ridiculous, because they know, and they can't fool anybody, they know that not everybody can be a medium. So maybe they could teach the same class, but maybe phrase it a little differently. Because the whole goal in opening up your mediumship abilities is all about getting in touch with your spirit guides and guardian angels. And we all have them, and we all have the ability to tune into them. But again, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to be a professional medium or a professional psychic, especially a professional medium. But again, anybody can do it, do the psychic aspect. But I just believe in my heart that there's a gift attached to being able to do this on a professional level for people. But again, that's just me and my belief system. But I do believe that everybody can learn to tap into their intuition, and they can tap into their own mediumship abilities. For years and years, I used to think that I couldn't read myself, that this gift was only used for others, and that I wasn't allowed to use it for myself. And any time that I tried, I found that we either read into what we're afraid is going to happen or what we want to happen, never reading into the actual truth, when it comes to future stuff anyway. When it comes to mediumship stuff, it's just like connecting for clients. I can't just call them up and say, hey, Barb, come on down, I got a question for you, or hey, Barb, come on down, I want to talk to you. It doesn't work that way. Some energies are much stronger than other energies in spirit, and the strongest energy is always the energy that steps forward to do the communication. And I know people come to me to communicate very often with their children that are passed, and I so desperately would like to do that for them. In some cases, that's not who comes through first. And what also happens is people are so focused on who they want to hear from that everything that the medium says, if it doesn't apply to who they want to hear from, they write it off as being wrong and inaccurate, or he's no good. And that's because they're so focused on somebody else instead of being open to anybody that can come through in the session. There's always, from my experience, one energy that comes through and controls the whole thing. And it doesn't mean you won't hear from who you want to hear from, but you may not hear from them directly. It could be indirectly through somebody else. And that happens all the time as well. So if you go to a medium and they right away off the bat ask you who you want to communicate with, run away, run the other way. Because they can't just do that. It doesn't work that way. Now, if a medium asks you that, like maybe when the reading's done, you know, if there's somebody you didn't connect with that you would like to, you know, who would that be? That's a little different, and sometimes they can try, and I do at the end sometimes try for people, but it doesn't always work that way, and that's how people set themselves up for disappointment. People come to a medium, they're so focused on the person they want to hear from that they may want everything to apply to that person. And that's how you set yourself up for disappointment. So you got to be open. You got to be open to whatever. Moving on to the spring equinox and the energy that's on the planet. I've been shown this by spirit that this is a huge time, even last year. And if you look at your life, you're probably experiencing it as well. As a part of your intuition opening up and your mediumship ability, which is connecting to your spirit guides and angels, you are getting more clarity in your lives on the things in your lives that no longer serve you or your higher purpose. And that actually starts with patterns in our lives, like the way we think and the way we do things. Because apparently whatever we're thinking and doing isn't working for us, so we really need to start thinking and doing things differently. This also includes habits, some people, relationships, and friendships. A lot of my clients, I see like large percentages of their job or career path. And then some, even their residence of where they live. In order for you to reach your fullest potential in your happy, joyful place, you very often have to clear those things that are blocking you from getting there. And we all do it. We're all guilty of it, especially when it comes to relationships or even a job at some point. we get comfortable, and then it's easier to stay than it is to go, even though we don't want to get up and go to that job every day, or we don't want to go home to that partner or spouse because we're not happy, we're unhappy. And we think it's easier to stay and sweat it out than it is to go tell them, look, I'm not happy anymore, or to start looking into a different way of working and making money. And it's never too late to change, and you're never too old to change either, because whenever we say things are hard, or whenever we say I'm too old, or that's not realistic, you're actually just putting limitations on yourself, big limitations on yourself. And that's where our fear and ego come into play. Remember, God gave us balance with everything. Everything, positive, negative. Everything has a positive, everything has a negative. Like I was saying earlier about Christianity, and the opposite of that would be Satanism and devil worship. Even with us, we have the positive and negative energy. I actually read a quote today that was really, really awesome. Actually, I'm going to read it to you as soon as I pull it up. Really, really awesome quote, and I thought, wow, that was really, really good. Like, really, really good. And it says, an old Cherokee told his grandson, my son, there is a little battle between two wolves inside of us all. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, inferiority, I can never say that word either, inferiority, lies and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. The little boy thought about it, and he asked his grandfather, which wolf wins? The old man quietly replied, the one you feed. I really liked that. I thought that was really, really good. And it's true, because we have our guardian angels and spirit guides, and you have guardian angels and spirit guides from every realm and every dimension. And I teach a class on this, a workshop on this, which I'm teaching in April, which is already full. And I also teach the same workshop in Lilydale, New York, in the summertime. And if you haven't been to Lilydale, I'll be there in, I believe, August, and I would hope that you would make time to treat yourself and come away for a weekend with me in Lilydale, New York. You'll love it. You'll learn a lot. You'll suck up all kinds of wonderful energy. And I teach that class with a dear friend, Bridget, who is an amazing shaman and healer. And together, our skills come in together, and we teach it together. And it's really, really a lot of fun, and it's so much knowledge and learning. So your intuition, excuse me, years ago when I was a little kid when I was younger and doing this work, I had quite the ego, and I thought my intuition was kind of like, you know, something that I had and not everybody else had. I have it, but you don't. And maybe some people have it, but not everybody has it, because it's a special gift. But really, I was completely wrong about that, and that was my ego getting in the way, thinking that I was better than others. But the reality of it is that we all have that intuition, but most of you have tucked it deep down in your cabinet and left it there, and it's collecting dust, and you forgot that it even existed. But it's there. Those thoughts in your head that pop up out of the blue, the positive ones, is always the spirit guides and angels. The negative ones is the opposite of that. Because God gave you your intuition, your spirit guides and angels, actually, talking to you, telling you what you should do to help you reach your fullest potential. Then you have the opposite of that, what I name the two devils on your shoulder, the fear and the ego. And the fear and ego constantly get in our way and talk us out of doing things. It puts the limitations on us by saying that's too hard, or that's not realistic, or I'm not that lucky, or that'll never happen to me. And when you do that, the universe says, all right, fine, I won't give it to you. I won't give it to you at all. So here's another thing that I wrote today on Facebook. With spring finally here, it is a time of huge rebirth and transformation. That, along with the universal energy of change and awakening going on right now, this topped off by the 9-year numerology, courtesy of our friend numerologist Allison Bauman, which also means transformation, rebirth, and ridding our lives of the things that no longer serve our higher purpose. Remember that every historic person who has conquered and achieved did not do so overnight, and did not do so without a big plan and a goal, knowing in their hearts that they will prevail. So what is your plan? What is your goal? Every day the universe is asking you for your plan and your goals, but instead we often allow life and things to get in our way of this. The biggest thing that gets in our way is ourselves, mostly because we put so many limitations on ourselves. We often say things like, that is so hard, or that is not realistic. But what if it was easy? What if it was really realistic? We do create our own realities. So become aware of those limitations you are putting on yourself. That is simply the fear and ego getting in the way. Tell it to move out of the way. You are resilient and amazing. There is nothing you cannot achieve. Look what you have already achieved in your life. That is nothing in comparison to what you can do now and what you will do in the future. Take advantage of this energy and time and allow yourself to rise from the ashes like a phoenix and reach towards a life where all of your dreams do come true. And finally, you are living in complete joy and happiness that you so deserve to have. I hold this vision for all of you. In my heart, I see you rising once again from those ashes and finally flying forward like the universe has meant for you to do. For you are amazing. With love and gratitude, Spirit Man, Joseph Tittle. And I put that up there in case you missed it on Facebook, or in case you're not a Facebook person or a Twitter person. It should be on my Twitter as well. But when I put up these posts, these are things that come channeling through me and through my guides and spirit guides. And you have spirit guides and angels from absolutely every dimension. You have spirit guides from the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the insect kingdom. And when you learn to meditate and connect, you'll be amazed by how awesome they are. And how helpful they are. How many times have you said to yourself, I knew I should have did that. What was I thinking? Why didn't I do that? We do it all the time. And that's because your first instinct is always 100% correct. But that damn little devil always gets in the way and says, don't do that. Do this instead. Then we do this instead. And then afterwards we kick ourselves in the ass and say, "Why? What was I thinking? Why didn't I do that?" We do it all the time. But now that you're aware of this, now that I brought that awareness to you, that little devil fear and that little devil ego exists, now you can start to tell them to get out of your way. Now you can start to go with that very first instinct that comes to you all the time. It'll never let you down. But unfortunately, we weren't taught that. We were brought up to listen to the fear and ego. Because again, that's what our whole control plan is. They don't want you to listen to your intuition. That's one of the reasons they put fluoride, sodium fluoride, because there's calcium fluoride too. Calcium fluoride's natural. Sodium chloride is chemicals. And that's why they put it in your toothpaste and in your water, and they tell you that it's not in your water, but it's in everybody's water in the country, actually. Except for San Diego or San Francisco, one of them's been fighting it since they started fluorinating the water in 1958. Again, do your research. But fluoride actually blocks off your pineal and pituitary glands, and also your thyroid glands. It puts a coating around them. You can look that up, too, because it's pretty interesting to look at. And it actually puts like a sugar coating over it. And your pineal and pituitary glands is where your third eye chakra is, right between your eyes, right above the arch of your nose, and then your crown chakra, very center of your brain at the top of your head. And that is also where it is believed in some cultures that that's where your soul resides, in the center of your brain. So therefore, with fluoride putting a coating around those glands and around those areas, it actually blocks off your intuition and blocks off that ability to communicate with spirit, the divine, and God. The third eye chakra, located where I always get the two glands mixed up, the pineal and the pituitary. I think the pituitary is in between the eyes, where the third eye is. The third eye is where you get your clairvoyance. It's where you get your intuition from. And then the crown chakra at the top of your head, where the other gland is in the center of your brain, that is where your communication with the spirit world comes in. And that's where they download information to us very often when we're sleeping. Sometimes you'll say something, you'll be like, I don't know where I learned that, but I know it's true. Because you probably got a download from spirit in the middle of the night. Especially if you follow a spiritual path, meditation and such, you will get downloads, almost like getting a reward or an award for hard work and dedication. So that's why it really pays to really dedicate yourself to meditating. Meditation has been proven to lower stress levels, lower cholesterol, all kinds of good stuff like that. It also is great for anti-aging properties. It's been proven to people that meditate every day for at least 30 minutes a day actually appear younger and appearance-wise, age slower. which is very interesting as well. Now, imagine if you do all that, take care of your body, eat things that are good and healthy for you, you could probably live to be a long time. The Palladians, who come from the planet Pallades, which is located in the center of Orion's belt in the stars, where we all originated from, actually, they actually live to be over 300 years old. And they are just like you and I, and you would never know if they walked past you on the street. They look just like us. And that's because they learned the process. And they don't put toxins and poisons in their body, sugar being one of the top poisons in our body. Sugar and meat, red meat, and actually are big causes of cancer and disease, especially sugar. And your body is supposed to be alkaline, not acid. And most of the people's bodies walking around nowadays is all acidity. And you don't want that. You want alkaline. Your body should be balanced with alkaline. Think about it as a fish tank. If you have a fish tank, fish tanks, they need alkaline. They need an alkaline water. If it's acidity, what happens to the fish? They die. Sometimes they even get diseases like cancer and tumors or ick and things like that because of the water and the acidity and not being the way it should be. So now, just last before I open up the phone lines, that I wanted to tell you, there's actually a really cool video. I should actually share it. I'll have to put it up later on YouTube. You can look up on YouTube, Food is Medicine, Preventing and Treating the Most Common Diseases with Diet. I don't like to say diet. I like to say different healthy eating, because the word diet is just setting yourself up for failure. So you want to put changing my health, changing my, you know, eating patterns and such. But watch this video, because I'll tell you, it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing, because they tell you the actual facts, the actual facts and the actual causes of diseases and all the things that are going on the planet, and how the pharmaceutical companies are trying to control you with drugs and stuff to make you addicted to certain things, so that when they do decide to take their power control, all they got to do is just cut off a lot of people's medications, and people are going to get really, really sick. And when people get really, really sick, they ain't going to be able to fight back. They're not going to be able to do anything. And it really cripples us from fighting back. Again, part of their plan. So what you can do is not plug into that energy of the Armageddon energy. Because if you plug into that energy and you get worried about it and you start looking it up all the time, you're actually going to plug into that energy, and it's going to end up causing bad things to happen to you in your life. And you don't need to plug into that. What you need to plug into is the love and into the light, because that will help you to open up and stay in a positive energy field, because it's all about you. You are the inspiration. Remember, the Bible says we're made in the image of God, so we are gods, and God's not going to help us. God put us here to help ourselves and to help the planet. And when we come together as one, and we all focus on one intention, the intention becomes much more powerful. Just like if you want to manifest something in your life, like a new car. You know, if I wanted to manifest new car, and we were manifest buddies, because I used to have a manifest buddy, but she dumped me when she found, I guess, a new manifest buddy, but whatever. She'll call me again when she needs something, like most of them do. But when you have a good manifest buddy, that means that you can hold the same intention for each other. So if you wanted a new car and you were my manifest buddy, it's actually easier for me to help you manifest that than it may be for yourself. Because for yourself, you're going to come up with the fear and ego gets in the way. Well, where am I going to get the money, and how am I going to do that, and how am I going to make that possible, and blah, yada, 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 yada. Whereas I can very easily picture you in your brand new car driving down the road and waving and smiling out the window. Those negative things aren't going to get in the way for me manifesting for you. So it's good to have a good manifest buddy. It's even better if you can find a group of people, a spiritual group of people that you work with on a weekly basis, getting together, meditating, sharing and knowledge, and then holding the intention for each other. Like, that's why we have a lot of these big global meditations going on. When we have a global meditation going on, and everybody's focusing on the same intention, it makes it much, much more powerful. And we also have to remember that we're manifesting our future every day through our thoughts, words, and actions. So you really got to watch what you think, and you really got to watch what you say, because you are really, again, programming your future. And our future is about a year ahead of us, so you have to be patient. You have to be really patient, because that's where we fail most of the time. It don't happen, and then we just give up on it. But you can't give up on it, and you don't have to ask the universe more than once. The universe heard you twice the first time. put it out there, do it with so much love and gratitude in your heart, and you will learn to manifest like never before. But anyway, moving on, I'm going to open up the phone lines and take some calls tonight, even though I was feeling really awful and was going to cancel the show tonight because I got hit like a ton of bricks, which I'll tell you about in just a second as soon as I open up the phone lines. Right now, area code 929-477-3054. As of this moment, the lines are officially open. So, again, you can call in and listen to the show, but you're not going to get through to ask a question unless you call in right at this moment. Anybody that's been hanging online since the beginning of the show, you're not going to get through, or you could get through, depending on how many people are actually on hold trying to get through. But again, to be fair to others, I take calls in the order they are received at the time I make the announcement. It's also very, very important that if you called the show in the past 60 days, the past eight shows, past 2 months, please do not call into the show. Like, seriously, allow somebody else the opportunity, because I know some of you keep trying to get through and do get through, and I think it's very unfair to others, and it's very selfish when you're not allowing other people the opportunity. If it's been within 2 months that you've called into the show, again, give somebody else the chance. You can always call and schedule a private session for yourself. You can go to my website. Right now, I am booking into the month of May. So, again, give some other people the opportunity. Like, it's really only fair for others. There's other people that are online that have never, ever gotten through on the show and would like to get through. Now, whether you're new to the show or not, this is very important. When you call into the show, you must have one specific question for me. Asking me who's around you in spirit or connecting the other side is not a legitimate question. What else? Also, make sure when you call into the show that your radio is turned down completely, that you are in a room away from all other people, and that it's as quiet as can be. And when I pick up the phone and ask you what your name is and where you're calling from, if I don't get a response, I'm going to hang up and go to the next caller. Because I know that a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there are people that actually call into the show. They don't even listen to the show. They call in and they put their phone down and they forget about it until I take calls. And then they wait until hopefully their call gets picked. And to me, you're just trying to get a free reading and you're not calling to listen to the show. And there are. There's people, that's another thing about Blog Talk Radio. There's people that come on Blog Talk Radio all day long. They sit there and look for psychics that are doing readings on the radio. And then they go scan through all their shows and try to call into some of their shows. And we also have the trolls that call into all the shows and give people hard times that are psychics. So I don't play that game. I'm here to help people on a positive level. And I'm here to help people that haven't had that help within the past 2 months, that haven't had that help within the past 2 months. So just be fair to others and kind to others as well. Also, again, go to my website, josephtittel.com. Sign up for my monthly newsletter. I did not send out one for March. I will send out one probably right before April 1st. Just haven't had a chance to do so. The other thing is, so many people are asking me about my predictions and where are my predictions, and oh my God, I want your predictions. My predictions are on YouTube. You can either listen to them on YouTube, and or you can listen to them here on Blog Talk Radio, but I prefer you go to YouTube to listen to them and watch. The other thing, too, is the written predictions are not out yet, and they're going to be out next week, and I'm actually going to be charging a small fee for written predictions. The reason being, there's lots of reasons why, but the main reason is because of the amount of time and energy that I have to put into it, and I feel like I should be compensated for that. And people can go on and listen for free if you want to listen for free. No big deal. But the thing is here's another hint for you. You're actually going to get more predictions out of the YouTube feed than you are out of my written predictions. Because as I'm going through the predictions, more stuff comes to me during the live show. So there's going to be things on there that aren't in my written predictions. And I'm not going to go back and try to listen to the whole thing because it took me literally at least 40 hours worth of work just to do the whole programming of my predictions and getting them up on YouTube and such. It's a long process. I go through a whole ceremony and a whole ritual, casting, creating sacred space, going into a trance mode to connect with spirit to find out information about the future. And when I do so, I hold a little recorder next to me, and I speak about whatever I see. And then when I'm done, and usually it takes several meditations, 3-4 meditations on different days to get a good enough of information, then I got to go back and listen to all the recordings that I make and then translate that into writing. And as I do that, I get even more information. So it's a very long process. It's not easy. I do it as a way of giving back to the community. Again, I don't charge for it. I don't make money from it whatsoever, and I've been doing it for 8 or 9 years. But again, this year I decided for the written predictions, I am going to charge a small fee for those written predictions. It'll probably only be $5. But I have to compensate my time and effort and everything else that goes into it. And the loss of money, because I actually, when I'm sitting there doing all that, I have to take off days of work. I take off a whole week, actually, in December to prepare my predictions. So you know, it's a lot of work. And I feel like at this point in my life, I should be compensated for it if people want the written predictions. So you have it, you can listen to them for free, or you can pay for the written ones. And again, they will be available next week on my website or on my blog. So moving on over, rocking on over. Oh, I never actually finished. I apologize about the whole rebirth and transformation part that I was talking about with the spring equinox and such. Now is the time, really. We're in a 9 year, so this is a big time period for all of us to really start ridding our lives of things. And I was told by Spirit and in people's readings that the energy is going to shift again in mid to late May. And it's really up to us how that energy shift ends up working out for us. At first, I thought it was going to be good for everybody, but Spirit corrected me with that and told me that what's going to determine that is us personally. And it's going to determine it as to whether or not we took advantage of the energy that we've been in for over a year and a half about. And if we don't start to clear things and do things, then that shift in mid to late May is probably going to be the same crap that we've been dealing with for the past year and a half, but intensified and making it a little more stronger. So we don't want that to happen, so make an effort. You don't have to do a million things, just one thing, one simple thing, one simple change is enough to change your life forever. And you want the universe on your side, so take advantage of the energy, take advantage of this time. And the reason I was going to cancel the show is yesterday I had a massage. I went to this Korean lady that came by high recommendation. And I went to her because I needed a really good massage, and I just happened to be there, and I'm like, I'm going to go in and do this. And she asked for pressure, and I always say hard because every time I say hard to massage therapists, they never do it hard enough for me. So I told her hard. Oh, my God, well, I'll never say that to that woman again because she killed me. There were 3 times I screamed out and yelled. But this lady, she didn't speak very good English, but I can tell that she was extremely intuitive with the body. She was so connected to my body energetically that she knew the exact spots to go to without me saying a word. She knew exactly where I was having problems. And I actually asked her at the end, do you do Reiki healing or any kind of Reiki? She had no idea what I was talking about, so I had to put it in her phone, spell it in her phone so that it could be translated into Korean. But she didn't do that, but she was extremely intuitive and knew what she was doing. And then she said to me at the end, you'll feel better in a few days. And I'm like, a few days? I felt fine when I came, just a little bit of back pain, but you feel better in a few days. Well, about 5 o'clock tonight, I was hit like a ton of bricks, like a truck hit me out of nowhere. That, and I started to do a detox to detoxify my body of sugar mainly because I realized that I have severe candida, and sugar causes cancer and all kinds of other diseases. So I started to try to slowly do that. I'm taking a really high probiotic and a bunch of other supplements to detoxify my body. And oh, God, I felt awful earlier. I'm feeling a little bit better now that I ate. But it wasn't fun. Just thought I'd share that with you. So let's go to the phone lines. Area code 313. Area code 313. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cliff. I'm calling from Detroit. How are you?
Hi, Cliff. How are you today?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
My question is, what do you see for me financially in the coming year?
In the coming year. Well, first of all, Cliff, I got to tell you that there's a father figure that stands behind you very boldly and very proudly with his arms crossed. And anytime I see a gentleman father figure standing there with his arms crossed, the way he stands behind you on your right side, first he has his arms crossed, then he puts his hand on your right shoulder. Right shoulder, right shoulder. Yeah, right shoulder. So you may actually feel warmth, touch, or tingling in your shoulder. I really like his energy, and he's all, like I said, father figure. So he's got to be either your own father, father-in-law, stepfather, or whoever was the father figure to you in your life. And I wouldn't even say father-in-law. He can't be the in-laws. He's got to be family related. He's very bold, very proud, and extremely proud of you. And he wanted me to stop in. He wanted to stop in and tell you that because it's really important. He says it's been a long time since he's seen you, probably over a decade. He gives me a little bit of a distance, but also he shows me a tear that rolls off his cheek. And that tear is of regret. And that regret, he says, is for many things, but the main thing is he feels like he missed out on a lot of things important to you in your life. Not only you, probably siblings as well. He feels to me like not only did he miss out on things, he feels to me like he may have exited this world a little earlier than we would have wanted him to. So he could have been under 60 when he passed, not necessarily, but he still feels to me like he was shorted out of life a little bit. So I would say he had to be a little bit on the younger side if he says that. And then also, again, he makes me feel like there was a distance at some point between the two of you. Either in mileage or in relationship when he actually passed. Now, I don't know if this is all him or not because your grandmother also was present, but somebody had a lot of discomfort in their stomach area, either in the intestines, kidneys, liver. I feel like a lot of discomfort there, and I see them rubbing their stomach, which shows me pain and discomfort in that area prior to their diagnosis, prior to their passing. But he shows me that. I think it's all him, but again, it could also be others that are with him in spirit. There's a connection to the letter J that he shows me, J like Joe. I don't get a name. I only get the initial. So I don't know if that's a first name, last name, not sure. But he shows me that as well. There's a dog at his side, and that dog wouldn't be his dog. It would probably be your dog or another family member's dog. He reminds me kind of like, I'm not good with breeds of dogs, but he's small, maybe around the size of a boxer or a pit bull. He actually reminds me of a boxer or a pit bull. He's got a little bit of a gray color to him. I don't see the full color. I see shadow. So it's possibly that he could be gray or like an off-white color. But that's what he looks like to me. And I need to acknowledge him as well. This father figure that comes in for you also wants me to acknowledge the month of September. There's a birthday anniversary, some kind of connection to the month of September. He tells me that you worry way too much about money and that you need to build a better relationship with money. And money is your best friend. There is actually a spirit behind every living thing on the planet, but there's also a spirit behind money and abundance. Even though money and abundance isn't a living thing, it kind of is because it helps us live. And money and abundance, the spirit is the same spirit. So when people say money is the root of all evil, money ain't going to want to hang out with you. If I said to you, Cliff, you're the root of all evil, you ain't going to want to hang out with me and be my friend. And you'll notice that people that say that about money have the biggest problems with money. And that's because money don't want to hang out with them. You got to say money is wonderful. Money is beautiful. I love you, money. Money, 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 money. More money. And the father, again, I think it is your father, but as he comes through too, he wants me to tell you again how proud he is about your finances, that you have outdid yourself, he says. You've done better for yourself than any other family member has, and that makes him so proud, and it makes him feel like their mission was complete, especially your mother, because she did a great job at raising you and doing everything for you. Does that all make sense thus far, Cliff?
Yes, it does. Most of
is that
does.
Your dad?
You know, yes. He was 66 when he passed.
Yeah, 66 is young, actually.
Yeah, for him,
and,
yeah.
Again, and he feels like he was cheated. But he also feels like he never really got to tell you that he's proud of you and of the accomplishments that you made. He wasn't really the huggy-lovey type, the type to give you a big hug and say, I love you and I'm proud of you. He wasn't like that. He was like his father, a little bit strict and a little bit, you know, old school. In the old school, they didn't do that. They didn't say that. But finances are definitely going to pick up for you. You do have a great opportunity coming probably around September, around that same time. Is that your birthday in September? What's your September connection?
I don't know what's going on in September. My dad passed September
9th. Oh, well, that's what he's talking about then. Sure, September. But also there's something coming up for you in September as well. Some kind of opportunity, so make sure you keep your eyes open for that. And make sure that you, again, try to build a better relationship with money. When money comes to you, thank the money. Drop into love. Thank the universe. When you pay your bills, stop. Drop into love. If you were listening to the show earlier when we did the silence for those in Brussels, I taught you how to drop into love. So when you pay your bills, stop, drop into love, put that love out to the universe, and say, thank you for allowing me to pay that bill. Even when you sit down and have a good dinner or you have a good interaction with a loved one, just stop, drop into love, thank the universe. And if you do that every day, 4, 5, 6 times a day, you can't skip a day. You got to drop into love and thank the universe throughout each and every day. You'll see everything shift and change in your life within about 2 or 3 weeks. It's amazing. But I will leave you with that, Cliff, and I thank you for going into the show, and I wish you the best with everything.
You too. Thank you, Joker.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Moving right along to my next caller in the chat room, area code 303. Area code 303, welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Laura, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Laura in Colorado. What can I do
hello.
For you?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Hey.
No. What's your question, please?
Hey, so I have a interview coming up this next week, and I'm just wondering how, if I'm going to get it.
Congratulations. Is this your second interview?
No.
With the
company,
your second interview?
It is
your second interview.
Because I did one online, and then they want a second interview. So, yes.
There might actually even be a third interview, but wherever you end up going, the third interview is going to be what's the one that gets you in the door. But the thing is the other thing is your energy, Laura, is all over the place. Like, energetically, you're just all over the place. And the thing with that is you need to ground your energy. You need to seriously ground your energy because you don't want to walk into that job with your energy
totally.
All over the place or you'll never get it.
Okay. What should I do?
You'll never get it. Do you know how to ground your energy?
Well, I do a meditation, act like I'm a tree, and then, you know, put my roots out. And
yeah, exactly, pretty much.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. So you know that. You've learned that. You learned that through the show here?
Yes. You've done a meditation on like that.
Yeah, exactly. You want to do that meditation, especially before you go on that interview, but start doing it every morning as well. And once the weather breaks and up there in Colorado, try to do this meditation outside with your back up against a tree. It's fantabulous.
Okay,
and if you don't have time, give a tree a hug. As crazy as it sounds, give a tree a hug. Close your eyes.
I do all the time, and my people
connect
in front of me.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not even just hugging the tree. You got to hug it. You got to hold on to that hug, and you kind of visualize yourself connecting to that tree and the energy of the tree, and the tree will totally ground your energy. It's pretty awesome. But it looks good. It's time for change, and it's time for things to go. But also, your spirit guides are telling me that there's something in your life that still needs to be shifted and let go of, and that's actually preventing you from moving on and getting a new job. So hopefully you can figure out what that is and cut that cord before your interview, because that could hold you back. And I would think that if it's all work and all, I would think that that probably has something to do with either a past job or a past financial situation that, like, leaves this cord dangling off from you, and it's preventing you from moving forward. Every time you try to move forward, it yanks you back, and it yanks you back. So there's some things that you need to let go of from the past. Again, past job, past financial situation, something like that. And then also get excited. Get excited because in your mind, in the future, if this is the job that you believe is going to bring you joy and happiness, that's the key. You always ask yourself before you do anything, will this bring me joy and happiness? And if the answer is yes, then go for it all the way. If the answer is no, you need to run the other way. And if the answer is I'm not sure or I don't know, then run the other way. But, get in your mind, get very excited about it. If this is really what you want, get excited about it and know in your mind and in your heart that it's already a done deal. You're already working there. In the future, you're already working there and you already got your first bonus and first bonus.
Okay,
that's how we manifest things. Just get excited and know that it's already done. And I will leave you with that. Thank you for calling into the show. I wish you the best and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
I'm just trying to move as fast as I can so I can get through to several different people. Area code 727. Area code 727. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I mean, Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Lisa, where in Florida are you, Lisa?
St. Petersburg.
It's warm there. I'm jealous. What can I do for you?
Come on down.
Come on down. You got a place for me to stay?
Yeah. I got another room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You better watch out.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on your door.
Well, okay. I know you don't play on my team, but you are very good looking.
Well, thank you. What makes you think I don't play on your team? You never know. So anyway, Lisa, what can I do for you before we run out of time?
Okay, I want to know when you think I'll be moving, like relocating, and that's going to fall into place for me.
Say that again. When are you going to move?
Yes, move house. Mm-hmm.
Well, according to your spirit guides, as soon as you start making the effort to do so, as soon as you make the effort to do so, it's a done deal and you'll be out of there. But there's some kind of fear that's still holding you into place, into that house. And I'm not sure what it is, but it's a fear thing, first of all. So one of the things that you can say is wherever we live, home sweet home is home sweet home for a reason. And part of that reason is we actually ground ourselves into our home and property. And sometimes, depending on how long you've been there, your roots go very deep into that property. So every day you can start asking Spirit to please help me lift my roots from this space so I can go plant them somewhere new. Don't be surprised. You're going to move, I think, two cities over, going down, not up. Going down, not up, and it's going to be actually closer to water than you are now, if that helps you at all. And it could just be, it doesn't mean ocean water. It could be like a creek or a lake or something like that, but it's going to be mileage-wise closer to water than where you are now. If you keep procrastinating, it's not going to happen for another 2 years. But if you make the goal and make the effort and start clearing the things that need to be cleared, you'll be out of there by the fall.
Okay.
So there's two different potential futures there. It's really up to you. And that's the thing. We do have many different potential futures.
Yeah.
So I would say, start clearing stuff up. Start packing as if you're moving. Start getting rid of stuff. Start packing stuff that you're not going to need, and it's a done deal. And know, again, in your future, you're already there. It's already a done deal. You're happy. You're living there, and then get excited about it. And that's how we manifest. And I will leave you with that, Lisa.
Sort of
I must leave you with that, but I thank you for calling in the show and wish you the best with everything. So I am going to take one other call here. I did 313. I did 717. Let's go to do 504. Area code 504. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Larray, and I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
What's your name again, Larray?
Yes.
Larray, Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're near the Edgar Cayce Institute. Have you ever been there before?
I have, actually.
Is it awesome?
It has a lot of strong energy in that building. I actually kind of felt faint when
sure.
I walked in.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to go there one day. I will. I wish they'd have me host me there sometime. So what can I do for you there, Larray?
I want to know if the guy that I'm with is the man that I'm supposed to marry. And I also wanted to thank you. You did a reading for me a long time ago, right before my mom passed away, and I told her all about it, and she watched the videos.
What's the gentleman's first name? Sorry, I'm down to a minute here.
So oh, yeah,
what's
Kyle.
The gentleman's name?
Kyle.
Say it again. Kyle.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Kyle. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. He's Mr. Right now, but he might not be Mr. Right later. So I would say go with the flow, enjoy it while it's there, and not focus on the term of it, but focus on the joy and happiness of it. Does it bring you joy and happiness? That's really the bottom line question. And if it does, then again, stay with it. Stick with it. I don't get a bad vibe about it. It all feels good to me. But I like to always say he's Mr. Right now, because he might not be Mr. Right later. So we have many different relationships in our lives, and I really, people might not agree with me, but I don't believe human beings are meant to be monogamous. And I believe it's a dedication. It's something that you want to do and dedicate yourself to. I believe humans can be monogamous, but I don't believe they're meant to be monogamous. And me, I am a total monogamous person. To me, you are mine, and that's it. And I don't share, period.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
That's not how humans are, though, unfortunately, especially men. And if you look at the animals out there, we reflect off of what animals are. A lot of animals do. But it feels good to me. And don't focus on marriage yet, they're telling me, because you're going to end up scaring him away.
Oh, okay.
It's all just about having a committed relationship. Sometimes those papers make it worse.
Yeah, okay.
So just committed, happy, joyful relationship about the wedding. And it feels good to me. Did he move in with you yet?
No, he says he wants to marry me, but, just trying to look through it. I keep having weird dreams, so I was just trying to understand what it meant.
He's saying he wants to marry you. How long have you been together?
I've known him for 5 years. We're friends first, and we've been dating for a year and a half, a year and a couple months now.
Yeah, it's a little soon still. You got to be in a relationship at least 2 years before you even consider moving in with each other. Trust me on that. Or otherwise you will fail, and you don't really get to know somebody until you live with them.
Yes.
Totally different. But I would say, again, enjoy it. He's Mr. Right Now. Take it very, very slow. But I'm getting like pushing marriage is scaring him away, and he's talking about marriage. So I don't know. That feels a little shady to me, to be honest.
I mean, is he monogamous? Is he being faithful or?
Well, over the phone right now without cards and all that, tuning in, connecting real deeply, I'm not going there. But again, I don't get a bad vibe about it. So no, he's not cheating on you at all. I'm not worried about that. But I'm just worried about the fact that I don't think the man really knows what he wants.
Yeah, you're dead on that one.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say take it slow, because men like that end up, it's just so much confusion around him. Just take it slow, sweetie. I don't want to see your heart broken. Your heart's too sweet to be broken. And I must leave you with that.
You.
So I thank you for calling into the show and wish you the best with everything. So I'm going to take one more call before we run out of time here, and I'm going to go over to area code 414. Area code 414, welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jill, calling from Milwaukee.
Hi, Jill in Milwaukee.
I'm
How are
so
you
blessed.
Today?
I'm absolutely spectacularly wonderful.
You make me think of Laverne and Shirley. Shamil, Positive Incorporated. We're gonna do it. So, what's your question, dear? I'm almost out of time.
Okay, my question is there a future with any of the people that I'm working with, or all of the people that I'm working with now?
What do you mean? That's kind of a disheveled question. What do you mean? Is there a future?
Hey, I'm thinking about. I want to talk to you separately sometime too about something.
Gotta hurry up, girl. I'm only down to a minute.
Okay. Getting together and creating a living situation with multiple people is what I'm sort of moving toward right now in my life.
Are you trying to build a community or a compound?
Oh, community. Community, definitely.
Do you live on land, like on a farm?
Land, but I already have the ducks.
do you have land to build a community on?
Yeah, other animals and, sure. Anyway, that's
I can definitely see you building community, but first and foremost, your guides are saying you have to become a little more deeply dedicated to your spirituality and calling in the right people, because I feel like the mix of people you got is not right.
Okay.
And I think you know that already, and I think you already know which ones as well.
Sadly, I think so.
Yeah, no, you do. You're definitely intuitive. And again, if you meditate a little bit more and start calling it in, people that bring joy and happiness to you and to each other and to the land and to the people and so forth and to the critters on the land. I do see you building community, but it actually might not even be in Milwaukee. It might be out of the area. But there's at least two people that need to go. One of them's a man. He needs to go. He's just looking for somebody to lean on, a user and a player. And you know who they are. You know which ones they are. So I'll leave you with that. But definitely tune in more to your abilities. You're doing a good job as is, so your guides want you to know that. You are doing a good job, but to build the community and what you're trying to do, you got to get a little more deeper into it, very much deeper into it.
Okay.
Cast a big circle on your land, too. You know how to do that? Create sacred space, cast a circle, call in the angels. But you want to do that in the middle of your land with a fire pit and call it in.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to do that, but I'm a student of everything.
Well, hopefully I'll have my workshop available online soon that'll teach you how to do all that. But I must leave you with that. I thank you for calling into the show, and I wish you the best with everything.
Call me about writing. About editing,
I must leave
editing.
You with that. I got to go. Sorry. Got to go. Thank you for calling in. I got to go. Time's up. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the show this evening. Sorry for the bump in the night there with Blog Talk. I will be back again next week, and I will continue this Spirit Speaks Radio journey with you, and I will continue taking your calls like I do every week. But next week, hopefully, we'll get it a little bit better, going a little bit better. I know we have a Mercury retrograde coming up soon. I'm not sure where, but I'm pretty sure there's one coming up in April. We have four of them this year. We're blessed with four retrogrades. But I thank you all so much for tuning in. I love you all. Spread your love, spread your light, and spread the message. Good night, everybody, and God bless.